This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of the broadcast. In this hour, one of our regular contributors, he's the publisher of Consumer Guide, Tom Appel, will be sliding up to the microphone to tell us all about some of the vehicles that he and his staff have had the opportunity to drive in recent times. And I'll pitch in with any vehicles that I've had an opportunity to drive as well. And we're here as a resource for you guys. Anytime Tom is with us, sometimes I don't say it enough, but if you're out there in the marketplace right now, there are so many choices, mind-boggling, the number of choices. And if you would like to help refine that list down, perhaps you could call in at 855-660-4261 and tell us what you're looking for. And between the two of us, we're most likely to come up with some sort of useful information for you. And if you also are shopping in the pre-owned realm, we can give a stab at that as well, because that's one thing I always like to remind folks. I mean, last year we sold more than 17 million new vehicles here in America, but for every new vehicle sold, there's 3 to 4 pre-owned or used vehicles. I used to love this car dealership outside of Boston, Massachusetts. I used to love it because I used to make fun of the name. I always thought it was very interesting. It was owned by the Bach family, and Ernie Bach was a very famous car salesman in Massachusetts. He went on the TV, I remember him as a kid, "Come on down," that was his tagline, and he was an Oldsmobile dealership, and then, you know, I don't know, somehow magically over the next 20 years or so, you know, it blossomed into he owned 15 or 20 dealerships, and then his son, Ernie Bach Jr. Got involved and then decided to start up a rock band and did that for 5 years. But nevertheless, they've sold all these dealerships off, with the exception of their Ferrari Maserati dealership. But the one that I used to like was strictly a used car dealership. They had one of their dealerships, which was originally an old Toyota dealership, and they just transformed it into this huge used car dealership. And they called it New to You, and I just got a kick out of that name. You know, I always said to myself, like, it's junk to us, but it's new to you. So that's my twisted sense of humor. 855-660-4261. Let's go to the Windy City of Chicago and welcome Tom Appel. Tom, what do you think? New to you?
That's a good way to put it. I mean, used is used, but it is new. I used to call it, whenever I bought a car, I'd call it a new used car, and people would look at me funny.
I know. I just got the kind of weird vibe off that. You know, it's like junk to us, but new to you. So let's talk about some vehicles, and you guys have driven a lot. Boy, lots of vehicles come in and out of the office there, and we're lucky to have you on board telling us about some of these vehicles. I have not had the opportunity to drive the new Chrysler Pacifica, but you've not only driven the regular one, you've also had an opportunity to get behind the wheel of the Hybrid Platinum Edition. This is the first time that FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, has offered a hybrid in minivan configuration. And how was this 2017 experience?
It is, if you like the Pacifica, you're probably going to like the Pacifica Hybrid because the experience from behind the wheel is about the same. There are some drivetrain peculiarities that you normally associate with the hybrid. There is a certain amount of regenerative braking that you feel through the pedal and a little bit of that interplay between the electric motor and the gasoline engine that sort of cuts into the, what would be the smoothness of the drivetrain. But it's pretty subtle. This is a great vehicle. And the good news is, I think for most people, you would never have to buy gas if you're just doing short errands. And that's what a lot of minivans do during the week.
That's very true. The price is tested, $47,885. This is a real loaded variant, and you gave it a lot of A's and a lot of B's. And in the big guy and tall guy department, straight A's. I believe you spent some extended time in this last summer, didn't you, a regular Pacifica?
Yeah, we did. We were good enough lucky enough to get a hold of a Pacifica for a one-week loan, and we took that to Denver from Chicago and back. So we put the big mileage on there, and we saw some pretty good fuel economy. Fantastic comfort on the highway. It's very quiet, very refined. The ride quality is German luxury car good. Very nice vehicle overall. The only real complaints we had, backseat quietness isn't quite as good as it is up front. The 3G Wi-Fi system just doesn't really work. You want a 4G system. This system is, it'll work for text messages and stuff, but it doesn't work. It's not going to keep the kids quiet watching video. But those are pretty minor nitpicks. It's a heck of a nice vehicle.
Absolutely. I'm sure FCA has probably got something queued up for the Consumer Electronics Show to bring that Uconnect up to 4G. We are going to be talking about the 10 fastest cars of 1971, some very cool work done by Tom Appel. But before we get to that, we'll continue on the new vehicle front. And you guys get behind the wheel of a rather low-volume vehicle. You don't see a whole lot of these, and I can't say that I've had the opportunity to drive this particular variant. This is the 2017 Mini John Cooper Works Clubman All-4. That's a whole mouthful in itself. Is this an all-wheel drive vehicle?
It is, yeah. That's the All-4 part of that title. The Cooper Clubman was redesigned for this year, and the big difference is that it grew a little bit, about an inch in length overall, and it no longer uses the three-door setup. It used to have what it called a club door on the passenger side that opened one door opened to the front, one door opened in the back, but it was just one big door on the driver's side for the driver. Now it's a very standard four-door. Plenty of room up front. Second row seating, not so great. Makes use of those sort of Dutch door style opposed opening doors that swing out to the side and back, which is interesting. Kind of nice in crowded areas where you might, or in low area where you can't really raise a hatch. Fun vehicle, sporty vehicle. Not as fun as you would expect something that is a product of the BMW company with a 2-liter turbo, but really just an enthusiast car. It's fun to drive. It handles well, brakes well. A little expensive though. The problem with all sorts of BMW products is the fact that everything comes optional.
Yep.
And by the time you're done checking off everything, you have a fairly expensive car.
Yeah, let's take a look at the final price on this one. $40,250. Boy, that did get pricey quick, but it's got special paint and the cold weather package, the technology package, dynamic dampening control, satellite radio, and yeah, it's interesting how, you know, these are great handling vehicles. There's no question about it. This particular generation of the Mini, I think, does a great job of slightly reinterpreting the original generation in its switchgear. But it's just something about that instrument panel. You know, it's one of the few cars that kind of gets away with having really bad ergonomics, and nobody really complains about it because it's kind of cool, but that it wouldn't get a pass if it was in a Ford. People would be writing about it.
I think you're exactly right. Mini somehow gets a pass because it's cool, it's stylish, and I'm kind of a sucker for it. I love the chrome toggle switches. I think those look great.
Very good, and this one's got the black wheels and red trim, silver, and it's got the red mirrors. Very cool. All all available for you at thedailydrive.com. That's the blog at consumerguide.com. More with Tom Appel around the bend as Auto World continues all across North America and around the world.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Talk about the 10 fastest cars of 1971. Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide has put this article together and chosen a great vehicle as the cover piece for the story. This is a 1971 Plymouth Barracuda. My friend in high school, the guy that grew up across the street from me, he had actually a 1971 Cuda with a 440. So I'm very familiar with this vehicle. And just looking at this, there's always a lot of cry about bringing back the Barracuda. And we'll probably eventually see some Dodge Barracuda in the not-too-distant future, a few years down the road. But one thing, Tom, you know, I'm not a big fan of vinyl roofs, but for whatever reason, this white vinyl roof actually kind of works on this green Barracuda.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I am not a fan of the vinyl top, but this one is spectacular. It's just a really good, classy look.
Yeah, it is. It's bizarre. It's really well done. Down here in Florida, you see some really strange, newer vehicles being retrofitted, probably for older folks who still like that Landau roof. What exactly was a Landau roof, anyway? I don't know.
I don't know because, I mean, a Landau was a type of carriage once upon a time, way back when. And I don't know how. Was that one with a folding, like a folding vinyl top that, or would have been leather, I guess, that folded back? And I guess they emulated that look? I don't know.
I guess so, yeah. But you'll see down here some folks that, the designers back in Detroit and other parts of the world would cringe. But I've seen CTS Cadillacs with a full vinyl roof treatment. I've seen XTS Cadillacs with the full vinyl roof treatment. I've seen Chrysler 300s with a very awkward vinyl roof treatment. But luckily we don't see too much of that. So let's take a look. 1971, most of our listeners are thinking this is the muscle car era. These cars are going to be so blazingly fast. Well, you're about to be surprised. Here are the 10 fastest cars of 1971. Hauling a lot of weight and a lot of size, Lincoln's Continental Mark III hits the 60 mark at 11.3 seconds. That's a land yacht if there ever was one. 460 cubic inch V8. We had a 73 Thunderbird, probably around the same. 365 horsepower, 3-speed automatic. Boy, for a reasonable amount of power, it must have been just the overall just weight of that vehicle that kept it. And the transmission and probably the tires, too. It was probably a... What do you think, Tom? Why is this so slow?
Yeah, and all of these cars are... I mean, that's the fastest of the lot. And I think the problem is bias ply tires that just wouldn't hook up. I'm sure that every one of these started with wheel spin. And then, yeah, it's just a lot of weight to get rolling. All these cars were so heavy by 71.
Yeah, I started at the top, so most people think I was going to work my way down. But this is the fastest. So 4,856 pounds, that 3-speed automatic, a rather, not athletically inclined axle ratio. Interesting. Chrysler New Yorker coming in at 11.5 seconds, another a V8-powered vehicle, a 383 with 300 horsepower. Mercury's Comet, so this was a smaller vehicle. This was the sister to the Maverick from Ford, a 220 horsepower, 302 cubic inch V8, 11.5 seconds. The Dodge Challenger. And once again, here we see another one with a vinyl roof that actually works. Red with a black vinyl roof. Not as good as the cover story one. But,
no, not quite as good, no.
But still, not terrible. 11.5 seconds. And this was equipped with the 383 300 horsepower cubic inch V8 going through a 3-speed automatic. Here we go. My family had one of these, a 1971 Ford Thunderbird. It was kind of, my dad kind of fell for the car. It was a very, very, very dark green. It almost looked and appeared black under most circumstances. But you've got a more lively green one here, 11.5 seconds. And this was the same exact engine that we had in 1971, a 429. I remember, I can see it now. Look at how big that hood area is. Boy.
Yeah, you can park a Chevy Sonic on that hood.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the great automotive journalist Gene Lindemood, a.k.a. Gene Jennings from Car and Driver and Automobile Magazine. I used to have a famous quote from her when I interviewed her back in the 1990s. And she used to say, like, this is the kind of car you could stand in the engine bay and work on it. Okay, I was skinnier then. But this is just an enormous engine bay, 4,601 pounds, and it felt a lot faster, to be honest, because I remember riding in that car. The Plymouth Barracuda, 11.5 seconds, this one banging through a 340, 275 horsepower V8. Chevrolet's Monte Carlo, these were very popular. I like that, the couple in the back there, they look like, I don't know, either rock stars or gangsters, either one. There's something shady going on in the back of the car. I don't know what it is. 11.7 seconds, 0 to 60, 300 horsepower, 402 cubic inch V8. The Chrysler Newport, 0 to 60 in 11.7 seconds, running through the 383, 300 horsepower. Here's a vehicle you never hear anybody talk about. This, you never hear this at Barrett Jackson. Going over the block now, a Dodge Polara. Where have all the Polaras gone? I don't know. Where have they all gone? They're gone. I have not seen this vehicle in a long, long time. 0 to 60 in 11.7 seconds. They're all hovering around that 11 and change mark. Okay.
Yeah, it's a really tight package at the top end. The slower cars that year were all over the place, but the fastest all grouped right around 11 seconds.
Yeah. I remember, I mean, years ago, you know, as a young automotive journalist, I remember, as a kid, growing up, they used to say a fast car would do 0 to 60 in under 10 seconds, and then a world-class car would do 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds. You ever heard that one?
Yeah, I do, and I think that, you know, when I was really getting into cars, really in the early 80s, maybe late 70s, just the 10-second barrier was just quick. And then anything that broke 8 was just considered fast.
Yes.
In those days. But those were really the dark days.
And today they would be considered monstrously slow. The Mercury Cougar, 11.7 seconds. I love the fact that they got the cougar on the leash and the woman in the fancy dress. Wow. There you go. Look back to 1971 and count your blessings that you're not driving these vehicles today, because the 10 fastest cars of 2017 are a whole different league. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
We are live. Many weekend programs are on tape, but we are live across North America and around the world via GCNlive.com. We have lots of stations that take us on tape delays, and we thank every one of them for doing that. And we, of course, have listeners joining us via podcast form or via archive and on-demand form, all available at GCNlive.com. We have a new Q&A section at AutoWorldRadio.com. If you have a question for Tom Appel, who's our very special guest in this hour, and you're listening at a later time, don't hesitate to put a question up for Tom, and I can relay it to him. Or the next time he's back on here, we'll address it there. We'll probably do both those things. So this is a new way that we're trying to get folks to participate. Eventually, if I get my wishes, and I have too many wishes, I've got a few too many things to wish for, but on my bucket list is I'd love to have a call-in line where folks could call in any time and leave a question, because it's that kind of world. It's people are doing things and listening to things. It's like time-shifting television, and people, you know, used to be VCRing shows, now DVD recording, TiVoing, whatever you want to call it. A lot of people don't look at the live shows at the live time anymore. It's a brand new world, and for Camry owners, boy, have they got a brand new Camry that's going to surprise a lot of people. The Camry, of course, has been the best-selling car for most of the past couple of decades. That alone is a puzzle, but nevertheless, it's a fact. They're certainly extraordinarily well-done cars. Every generation has gotten better and better. I have tremendous respect for the folks at Toyota and Lexus. This new Camry is by far the most boldly styled Camry to date. If you're familiar with the new Toyota Corolla, that was the first kind of baby step. And now we've seen this with a bunch of other Toyota models also getting a much more aggressive treatment in the styling department. And I think, Tom, they were kind of forced to do this because there were so many cars in that mid-size price segment that were actually quite good-looking. And all of a sudden, you know, normally years ago, 20 years ago, I guess the mid-size average car is an appliance-type buyer. They really didn't really particularly have a leaning this way or that way about styling. They just wanted something that would go reliably and you could run into the ground, those types of folks. But nowadays, those types of folks can get that kind of car and still get a good-looking car. And the question is, I pose to you, Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guy, have they made a good-looking car here with the Camry? That is the question.
I don't know if they've made a good-looking car. They have made a memorable-looking car. There's no question that once you've seen the new Camry, you know that you've seen it. And you raise a fascinating point about the Corolla, because the Corolla was one of the blandest-looking cars ever. It was updated much more aggressively recently. Was it 2 years ago? And the sales did not go down. They did not scare away clients. And I think that that's a balancing act that Toyota plays, that it draws very conservative shoppers, very loyal customers that simply come back to the same vehicle. They don't want to offend them. They don't want them to go elsewhere, but they need to attract new buyers, especially because the midsize sedan market is now a shrinking segment. Everyone's leaving it for crossovers. So you have very, very, very strong players all battling for a piece of a smaller pie. So Toyota had to do something. And I'm going to say they made the right move, but it is a shocking move.
It is. It's going to surprise a lot of the traditional Camry buyers. Certainly the interior is extraordinarily well done, and no doubt it drives great. Rick Cotta, he's the man out on the road for Consumer Guide. He took it for a first spin, so check it out at the Daily Drive. That's the blog that the folks at Consumer Guide, Tom and his crew, are working on all the time, and free to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You've got a cool story up here about a limited edition BRZ. That's the small vehicle from Subaru, the sports car that doesn't have all-wheel drive, the only Subaru without all-wheel drive. It was based on the same platform that was designed for the Scion FRS. That is now the Toyota B6. I actually had a B6 recently and enjoyed it. You know, it's not a car I would buy, but it definitely was enjoyable. How about this BRZ? How did you find this one?
Yeah, if you like the FRS or the 86, as is the Scion to Toyota transition one, you're going to like the BRZ. The differences are fairly subtle. There are differences in styling, there are differences in equipment, and the chassis tuning is slightly different. It seems as if the Subaru is just slightly calibrated more towards ride quality than it is for precision handling. But that said, it's still a boatload of fun to drive. This is just a great little car. Now, in limited trim like this one, it gets a little more expensive. This is a $30,000 car now, but you can do one for closer to the mid-20s. But if you still like to drive stick, if you still like a small car that with an engine that revs really quickly, this is just a great way to go. Good car for a young enthusiast, assuming you can afford the insurance. I think these might be a little expensive for youngsters to insure, but heck of a nice car, lots of fun, not a lot of complaints. The back seat's completely useless, but people who buy this know that.
Very good. Yes, even my six-year-old did not like that experience. And she did not. 205 horsepower, 156 pound-feet of torque with that Subaru flat engine, which makes some funky noises, but nevertheless is a very, very good engine. You've got an interesting story up about Mustang ads, Pony Car Madness, 10 classic Mustang ads, and this is more of a verbal, not a verbal feature, but visual feature, so folks, you got to check this out here, and I love the one that you've got up here. This is the 1975 Ford Mustang Mark II. In Mach 1 edition. This was the performance, the blackout. You could tell by the lower half of the car is blacked out, and it's got the blackout treatment then in the taillights there, and it looks as if it's got the V8 badge up front. But the person there, you know, I want to say it kind of looks like Austin Powers before he grew up. I can't tell whether it's a guy or a girl or what is that? Is that what's considered today transgender? Is that what we've got going on?
This would be very early for an ad to be considering gender neutrality. So this would be a very progressive ad for 1975.
I'm too old-fashioned. I mean, what? Here, I will go on a rant. You don't have to comment, but Bruce Jenner won all those Olympic medals, and then all these years later, figures out that he's a woman and goes through the bother of a sex change. That's a head scratcher to me. I don't know, but then again, you know, to each his own. Let's put it that way. But great story here. Let's take a look at some of the other ones. He definitely looks related to Austin Powers, though. We better get Mike Myers on the line. It was once at a party with Mike Myers was at the party. It was in Las Vegas. It was at the Palm, that bar way at the top. You know, it was a private party, and he was a very nice guy in addition to being a very, very talented guy. But wow, look at some of these classic Mustang ads. Folks, I'll just give you just a little tease of what you've got here. Tom has really done a great job. There's a great ad for the Mustang SVO. This may be the best all-around car for the enthusiast driver ever produced by the U.S. industry. From Road and Track, here's Mustang for the 80s. Oh, these are great. Mustang 2 Boredom Zero. Folks, check it out. Just go to the blog section of Consumer Guide and look at this one. Why see a marriage counselor? Get a Select-A-Shift. That was the automatic transmission option. Very good. More with Tom Appel around the bend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support, so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the
Welcome
hot
back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. My name is Bob Long. Alongside Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. And Tom, remind folks about all the wonderful work that you and your team do.
Yeah, thanks for letting me do that. Consumer Guide Automobile, we've been around since 1967. We review virtually every new car out there, all our new car reviews and then prices and all sorts of safety equipment news. That's at consumerguide.com. If you're looking for our long-form road tests, those live in our blog. That's the CG Daily Drive blog, where we try to have some fun with the news, do some old car stuff, and take deep dives into new products.
Let's talk about a vehicle from BMW that you had in the office recently. And as you pointed out with the John Cooper Works Mini, we talked about a little bit earlier in this hour, once you start checking the boxes, these vehicles can get very expensive. And here's a prime example. This is the 2017 BMW 540i. And just to show folks, you know, if you start going for the goodies, here are the options. We start out with a base price of $56,450. Then you add the Mocha Napa leather, the cold weather package, the driver assistance package, driver assistance plus, dynamic handling package, driver assistant plus two, luxury seating package, the M Sport package, the premium package, the M Sport brakes, the power tailgate, the soft close automatic doors, ceramic controls, power rear sunshade. Wow, they get a premium for that. Remote control parking, Apple CarPlay, so they hit you for that. A lot of vehicles have that standard now. Bowens and Wilkins premium audio system, a great system with a very premium price of $4,200. And my favorite, Gesture control, and we're going to have Tom explain what gesture control is. But price as tested, $81,910. Boy, does that jump up a lot.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And a lot of the equipment that you see listed there, it would be standard on lower-priced products and the more premium trim levels. So BMW does a lot of hiding of the price in these packages that are fairly complicated to understand. But all that said, let's get past the price for a second. This is a six-cylinder BMW 5 Series, and I'm happy to say it is still an absolutely wonderful thing to drive. I wish the test example we had was a manual, but it is quick, it is smooth, it is delightful to drive. The interior is absolutely flat-out gorgeous. Everything you would expect for a car that unfortunately breaks 80 grand is here. But, yeah, this is a mid-sized car that costs 80 grand, and I think that that's a little bit breathtaking.
When you look at the CG report card, room and comfort, you guys gave it a B+, power and performance B+, fit and finish A+, you can't do better than that, fuel economy B-, value equation C+, big guy comfort B-, tall guy comfort A-, so those are some very, very good marks. I know years ago the 540 was an eight-cylinder BMW back when they offered that. My cousin, I believe, still has his 1998 BMW 540 with a manual transmission. He loves that car and just bought it new and just has kept it for all these years. But you must tell our listeners around North America and around the world, if there's somebody listening right now in Russia or somewhere in the Middle East or in China, gesture control, it's a relatively inexpensive option compared to some of these others, $190. What exactly does gesture control do for the owner of this beautiful BMW?
Yeah, it is one of the weirdest advancements into the world of virtual control yet, and yet it's fairly effective once you figure out what the car wants of you. But there are certain controls, including accepting or declining a phone call or raising or lowering the volume of the radio, that you can do using your hands in the air. So if you like to articulate with your hands, this is the option for you. And essentially, it focuses on the space directly in front of the monitor.
Wow.
And in that space, you can spin your finger in a row that'll raise the volume. You go the opposite direction, that'll lower the volume. If a call comes in that you don't want, you just wave it away, and that call will be declined. It's amazing. I had people call me just so I could ignore them because I wanted to do that.
I like that. That's very cool. The fact that the phone is ringing and you can like wave at it like no.
Yeah, that was my favorite part of the gesture control. It takes a while to learn what the car is looking for. It's not as natural as it could be. I think that this is very much a beta example of this sort of technology. But it does work, and if you like to have the latest, greatest thing, gesture control is pretty cool.
And you can be like a conductor if you're playing something off the stereo there. You can, like, you know, up, up, up with your level, low, 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 quiet, quiet. And I can see this will be the car for aspiring Philharmonic conductors. Yeah, easy enough for me to say. Definitely a beautiful car. BMW has got so many great offerings, as does their rivals at Mercedes-Benz. So does everybody these days. It is just a wonderful time. I know it's like beating a dead horse, but I'm always saying it, Tom. This is it. I mean, I wish, honestly, I was in the position I'm not. But if you are lucky enough to have some disposable savings, or if you have great credit, grab some of these cars, because I'm just a little bit afraid about what's going to be happening, you know, come the middle of the, let's say, 2025. I mean, we're going to see still great cars, but I don't think we're going to see these kinds of wide range of really, truly spectacular vehicles. Right now is the golden age, I think.
I think so, and I think we've already seen evidence that we've come to almost the end of it. We have 2-liter turbocharged engines replacing big sixes, even V8s, and even the most premium of vehicles. We're talking about the 540i here, but the 530i is now a 2-liter turbo, and that works just great. That's a quick and fun car, but on the other hand, that engine isn't what the 6 is. It doesn't feel quite as smooth. It makes a strange noise. It's not quite what it was. I think we're really at the very end of the golden age. I think that as the industry strives to hit 54.5 MPG, we're going to have to see bigger changes as we move along. Also, the gasoline engine's days are numbered. I don't know what that day is, if it's 2030 or 2040, but sooner or later, we're all going electric.
Yeah, I know. It's that appears to be the way. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with the collector car hobby and how are we going to support these cars. You know, the people that now have new cars that will be collectible because they're so wonderfully fast and exciting. You know, are you going to be able to get spark plugs and doohickeys and not to mention gasoline? What are your personal thoughts? This is a tough question, and we're nearing the end of the hour, but I had Tom Cotter on, who's the guy that invented the Barn Series a line of books. He's arguably the most successful automotive writer of all time. He's written a ton of books, and you know, he just recently took a Model T Ford, and he drove it on the Lincoln Highway from New York City all the way to California. Because he just wanted to do it, and he wanted to travel that highway and go through all those towns that are now neglected because of the interstates, and they're all flyover states these days. But he said to me, you know, something that, you know, kind of resonated with me very negatively. He said, you know, Bob, you know, we're standing at the dawn of a new era. I mean, we're these autonomous cars are going to take over. We're going to be riding around in pod-like vehicles. I just don't want to believe it, Tom. I want to believe that we're still going to have a choice. But what are your thoughts? Do you think we truly are at the dawn of being in the Woody Allen movie called Sleeper?
Yeah, I'm afraid we are, but I think we're at the very, 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 very dawn of it. We talk a lot about level 3 and level 4 automation, and it's a long way to the car without a steering wheel or the car without a brake pedal. That level 5 complete autonomy, the first we're going to see this in commercial and fleet vehicles probably is along the lines of taxi cabs or buses in what they call geo-fenced areas that are specifically set up for that. I think the day that you or I will have a car in our driveway that doesn't have a steering wheel in it, it's very far off.
We'll both be way up there in age. Hopefully we'll both way be up there and we can be on the radio complaining about it. And both being paid very large amounts of money.
Exactly.
So we've got it all arranged. Tom Appel, thank you so much for your time here today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
That will do it for this hour of Auto World. Hey, check out my website and support my sponsors.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now, we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.